She had a brief panicked moment when she awoke, but the medicinal smells interwove with more pleasant ones.
Better strip the programming on those sphincters. We'll want to keep her hydrated, but we don't want any distension.
But let's check the drug port. They may have an implanted delivery system, and there might still be residuals.
Just remember that she can hear you. Talk to her, not just about her. You're on the yacht now, Cecilia. I think you went to sleep for a while, though it's hard to tell. You've got Dr. Cherda and Dr. Illick with you right now.
I'm Dr. Cherda. I'm a geriatric neurologist with special interest in pharmacological insults. I'm checking the ports on your chest, cardiac monitor, venous access, feeding tube. There's a set of three miniature pumps in the venous access. I'm gonna have to take these out very carefully.
Cecilia could just feel a faint tug, disconcerting but not painful.
Brune, if you'll take these over to the bench there.
Can you tell what the drugs are?
Probably. At least we can tell the class, and if it's referenced, we can identify it precisely. If not, it may take a while. What the drugs do is my specialty, but identifying them isn't. We can get it done, though. Now, I'm going to leave the rest of this in. We'll want the cardiac monitor and the venous access, although I hope we can get her... off the feeding tube and back on oral.
I've got the signals on the implants. Standards in this Model 5s, and we have the manuals. Brune says your hearing is... I know that's possible. I'm Dr. Illick. You met me at Cerealis when young Ronnie was in the hospital there. I was the tall, skinny, bald one.
Cecilia remembered a pleasant, homely face and jug ears.
We're going to give you the same kind of care that you had, except that we'll be triggering your bladder implant more often. Right now, you need that again. It's been over 12 hours.
Cecilia had long given up embarrassment. It wasn't her fault someone else had to operate her once private functions. She could tell when they changed her body position, although she wasn't sure how much. It did feel better, although she'd hardly known what the vague discomfort was.
We're not going to mess with your cranial access right now. There's a small chance they put in a lockout circuit that could hurt you if we didn't key in correctly. I want a full readout of everything else first, and we're going to try to get your cranial implant to talk to our monitors. So far it's not, but I would like to see if you can swallow. We did that ultrasound when you first came aboard, and I don't think they bothered to do an esophageal pinch.
Cecilia had no idea what an esophageal pinch was, but assumed it had something to do with whether or not she could eat. The thought of actually tasting food again thrilled her, her mouth filled with saliva. Surely she had to be able to swallow, or she'd have choked before now.
Now, what I'm going to put at your lips is a soft plastic nipple on a water bottle. When you feel it, try to suck.
She felt nothing, then a dull bump as something hit a tooth. She tried to suck, but wasn't sure she remembered how. She had not had anything in her mouth in a long time.
Serious loss of sensation. Let's see.
A cool wetness, tasting faintly of lemon, filled her mouth. Cecilia swallowed without thinking. Her tongue felt ungainly and misshapen, but she didn't choke.
Very good. That time I squeezed some out. I'd like you to do it this time.
Cecilia struggled with a recalcitrant tongue and cheek muscles that no longer worked willingly. A tiny drip rewarded her, then a trickle.
That's too much. Look at the cardiac monitor. She's straining.
But it's something. Even a tiny weak suck. And we know she's still got that. Let's see about something else.
This time it was cold and sweet and smooth. A chilled custard, perhaps. The flavor developed in Cecilia's mouth, from the initial sweetness to a rich, fruity taste, and she was able to swallow the spoonful, savoring the feel of it all the way down her throat.
Date caramel custard with a touch of almond essence.
Oh, very good. Brune, do you happen to know what foods she liked best?
She had one of the best cooks anywhere. She liked good food, all kinds.
Not all kinds. Prostitution cuisine is ghastly. And there's no way anyone can cook Abrolc cephalopods so they don't taste like oily rubber. Surely Brune can remember my favorite spices, at least.
Great. If she can eat custards now, she'll be able to eat solids very soon. I'm glad I insisted on including a dietitian in the primary team.
Cecilia wanted to glare. Dietitians thought more of nutrition than flavor. She imagined herself with a mouthful of pureed hollow beets, unmitigated by spices.
We'll leave the feeding tube access in, just in case. But the sooner she's on an oral diet, the sooner we can get her on an oral communication system.
You mean talking?
No, not at first. Her inability to talk could be all neuromuscular, loss of control of voluntary muscles of speech. Or it could also involve central language problems. I suspect the latter. But if she can swallow, that means she can control her tongue and breath, and that means she can learn to suck and blow, and that means she can use a mechanical system to signal. Yes and no, at least, and probably a lot more.
But if she can swallow, then why can't she move her jaw?
Good question. It could be a local paralysis, either from an injection into the nerve or maintained by the drugs we found in that packet. Or, in a woman her age, it could be simple arthritis of the temporomandibular joint. If they kept her jaw immobilized for long enough, muscle atrophy and arthritis together could produce what seemed to be paralysis. At any rate, until she has control of her jaw, she can't chew. We can open and close it, and we will, but that's not really chewing.
Cecilia knew exactly whom she'd bite if she had the chance. These long-winded idiots who blathered on as if she weren't there. Lorenza grimaced when the light flashed on her desk comp. Someone wanted her badly enough to override the recorded message explaining that she wasn't available. She hated being interrupted after dinner. It had better be a real emergency. She picked up an impressive-looking pile of documents before flicking the screen on. That way, whoever it was would know she had been interrupted in the midst of real work. On the screen, Berenice's distorted face looked much older, as if her rejuve were failing all at once.
She's gone! She's gone!
Who?
Cecilia! She disappeared from the home sometime today. After Ronnie's visit, in fact. He says she was certainly there when he was. The attendant who let him in remembers that.
Lorenza's mind raced. She felt cold and then excited.
Perhaps he took her out for a joyride or something. Perhaps another enemy has abducted her, raped her, killed her.
No. There was some kind of mix-up with the festival. Lots of balloonists coming down in that meadow and some getting caught in the trees. Lots of people saw Ronnie leave and he was alone. Besides, he's as confused as I am. I can tell. I'm his mother. Laurie, she's gone. She'll die without care. I can't bear to think of it.
Berenice, who had quarreled with Cecilia for years, still actually cared about her. Lorenza thought that was stupid, but knew better than to argue that Cecilia was better off dead, especially for her own purposes.
Who do you think? Could it be that awful yacht captain?
Oh, no. She's been gone for weeks, and she couldn't have come back in the system without being caught. It's just, I can't figure out why anyone would do this.
Well, there's always kidnapping for ransom, although in her condition most such people would expect you to abandon her. Perhaps someone, some business associate, wants to do something with her assets. If they produced an imposter and claimed she'd recovered...
I hadn't thought of that.
Berenice might be over-emotional, but she wasn't stupid. Not really.
We've had auditors checking things over to be sure that captain hadn't been embezzling. Maybe someone else was.
Or maybe that captain had an ally.
I'll tell Gustav.
Surely it would be all right. Someone had kidnapped a helpless old lady. It would be either for ransom or... The idea made more sense, the longer she thought about it, to produce an apparently recovered impostor, whose remaining lapses of memory and function could be laid to the injury. Or Cecilia herself, with an AI unit implanted so that she seemed to speak what someone else had chosen. If they had enough time, whoever had done this, they could even produce a clone Cecilia. Of course, not even a clone Cecilia would know what had been done to her, or how, or who. She was, therefore, unprepared for the second call from her medical agent.
What do you mean, trouble? It's nothing to do with us. I didn't snatch her.
Have you forgotten what I told you? She needs maintenance doses, and anyone who scans her now will find those implants. If they're removed, a high-level scan will show brain activity.
Lorenza fought the impulse to scowl at the screen. She never scowled. Scowling caused wrinkles.
You said it was irreversible.
Under the circumstances we had, yes. But not in a medical facility I can't get into or send someone to. Oh, she'll never get up and walk off. At least, I don't think so. But once someone suspects she's still cognating, they'll start looking at her old scans and know they were falsified. And then they'll figure out how, and that leads to who. I want out. I want transportation and a lump sum, enough to live on.
Wait a minute. You're running out on me? Won't that make it obvious you did it?
Not if you set it up right. Do you know what they do to medical professionals who do something like this? I'll be in therapeutic reassignment the rest of my life. No, I want out. You've got to get me out of here.
But you say she can't really recover.
Of course not. Not really. But they don't need her testimony to put me at risk, I tell you. And if they catch me, I'll tell them who it was. I've no reason to protect you if I'm going to prison. It's to your advantage to keep me safe.
I see. Well, then, it will take me a day or so.
To choose which way to eliminate this unstable and most undesirable of accomplices, to make sure it would not be traced to her, to see if it could possibly be done in person, she would miss the visits to Cecilia, the chance to savor that triumph. This one could make up for it.